This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide, brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome to Stage Door, where I hear fans of the Great British Bake Off are decidedly mixed. Did you see what I did there? About seeing the new presenting lineup officially together for the first time. Paul Hollywood, Sandy Toksvig, Noel Fielding and Prue Leith are fronting the show. And Leith, she got off to a good start. She's going to fill Mary Berry's shoes on Bake Off, no chance. Said she doesn't want to do a Chris Evans, referring to his short-lived stint as host of Top Gear. Nice one, Prue. She'll host Bake Off with Paul Hollywood, with Noel Fielding and Sandy Toksvig as the new co-presenters. Well, I think, don't know about you, but I think Mrs. Brown should be the presenter, to be honest. Then there'd be lots of jokes to be made about brownies. And Bake Off would become a rude alternative to Go Away. Bake Off. Meanwhile, speaking of eating, how about celebrities who eat their own words? John Cleese said he would never work for the BBC again, but now he's making a sitcom with Alison Steadman for the BBC. Ugh, that's about 40 years after Fawlty Towers. And it's about his rekindled romance with Alison Steadman. She's playing a part there. She isn't really in love with him. Being tested to the limit when their 50-year-old son, played by Jason Watkins, moves in. Sounds good, actually. And speaking of the origins of phrases, which we weren't, were we? But anyway, where does that phrase, eating your words, come from? No idea, but I'm showing off now. Because Graham's not here this week, I'm showing off all on my own. You see, eating your words was already a standard figure of speech in Shakespeare's time. As in, much ado about nothing, and I quote, will you not eat your word? Reply, with no sauce that can be devised to it. So there. Now, I suppose it's probably time to ask ourselves what's on white, really, isn't it? Okay, stop blathering on, Kevin. So what have we got coming up? We've got War on Everyone at the movies. Tuesday 18th, Wednesday 19th of April. Got the Met Opera, Eugene Onegin, on Saturday the 22nd of April. We've got the TED Cinema Experience on the 25th of April. RSC Live, Julius Caesar, that's at the movies, on the 26th of April. But it's got no chance because it clashes with Whale Music, the Anthony Minghella play, a revival of that one, dates back to about 1980, brought up to date by Origins Theatre, that's on at Key Arts on Wednesday 26th of April, starting at 7:30pm. Loads and loads of bank holiday, Easter holiday activities, of course. The Monster Academy is back in Newport from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thursday the 20th of April. And what else have we got? Zapatica UK Tour, Saturday 22nd of April in Newport. And the King of Pop, The Legend Continues, on Saturday 22nd of April as well. Midge is in Newport on Wednesday 26th of April. And there's loads more. There's a play called Strictly Murder, which isn't a sort of weird, cruel version of Strictly Come Dancing. It is a play, and it stars Brian Capron, who was on Coronation Street and Where the Heart Is. He's in that at Shanklin Theatre from Wednesday 19th to Saturday 22nd of April. So there you go. Loads and loads happening on the Isle of Wight. As always, that's it from Stage Door for this week. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectusradio.com.